Hello.
Hello?
President.
Are you at dinner?
No.
But you are.
Yeah.
Mrs. Nixon had a good chat with Mrs. DeBrennan.
Oh,
she said that when she talked to her, she said, Mrs. DeBrennan says, well, what kind of a, before she marries this subject, I'm going to give you a gift. You like furs? And then Mrs. Nixon said, well, of course, it's all straight different. But then, but of course, it's very gracious. And then Mrs. Nixon raised this point. I just hope it won't hurt the visit. Mr. Brennan squeezed her hand and said with almost tears in her eyes, I hope not. I hope not, General. So we got that message across.
You mentioned Vietnam.
Oh, hell yes. What you talked about.
Oh, okay.
My wife did, yes. Oh, right on. You know how she'd do it, right on the nose.
Yes,
so, right. That message goes back. Right. Did you get Laird off his ass? Now, we are sending Haig, right?
Haig, yes.
Good.
I would prefer if he could stay till Saturday night.
All right.
Because that way I can have a chat with him Saturday afternoon.
All right. All right, fine. The important thing is that if a message needs to get out to them, time is wasting. Conley called me tonight. He had an interesting call from Arnold Hammer, whom you know, of course. You know Arnold Hammer?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Well, he's the great art connoisseur, the Russian, and so forth, you know, from Los Angeles. And he's generally pro-Russian. He said, just tell the president that I know the Russians. He says he must not back down. He must put it to them now. He can get away with it now where he can't later. Very interesting point. And that's what Connolly said. Connolly said, President, I beg you, don't. He says, do something now. And his way, Connolly said, we may have 3 or 4 days. He even would favor a blockade this week. That's fine, I know, but...
I think this blockade has to be...
But I think on the blockade, let me say, this may not be the time, but there will come a time when we have to do it and say, now look, we've offered everything, like we offer prisoners for deadline, and they turn it down. Then about 2 weeks before the election, you blockade them. See what I mean?
That's right.
And that would have enormous public support.
That's right.
Well, earlier, of course, if we've come that far along the game, but I'm thinking if the damn thing drags out that long.
Right, right. Mora, I talked to Mora, you know, just about the people of this position.
Right.
And he was briefing members of the House and Senate all day today.
Yeah.
And he said this is the best move he remembers since early 67.
He did?
Yeah, he said this is nothing like Laos or Sunday or...
Or Cambodia.
Cambodia, they're all with us.
You know, it's interesting that your conversation with Max Frankel, that he would see it that way.
Right.
What do you think got to him? Or maybe, you know, Frankel probably, you know, of course, Frankel's very interested in Israel. He just may know that what I, you know, the most significant thing that's happened is what I said yesterday, as I'm sure you realize, because that put it to the Russians, as Haig says, nobody's ever done it that before.
Nobody has ever called it the way it is. Did that be done 7 years ago, this war would be over. And this is why I favor so much these occasional erratic moves.
Right.
Because if we are very safe and saying that they figure, all right, let them leave a little longer and we'll see what happens. But if they are afraid that we're coming after them next.
Yeah.
That's the big problem. Now, so I think
you know, I noticed one thing tonight in the Star. May not mean, but it said that all these tanks were knocked out by B-52s. I thought that Haig said they were knocked out by
the smallest percentage will get knocked out by B-52s.
I see. Well,
there's one area where
you know you can imagine the press though trying to make it appear that the South Vietnamese have done a damn thing.
There's no way a B-52 can knock out a tank except by accident.
Yeah, I know that.
By the tank being in the area, it's being bombed.
Right.
B-52 would never be used to go after tanks that were attacking.
Of course, of course, of course.
4/5 of the tanks were knocked out by the South Vietnamese.
That's great.
In the MR-1 area.
Well, You know, all this is all, frankly, it's moot. We don't care who knocked out which. The question is who wins now. And at this point, we are going to kick the shit out of them. We're going to win this, whatever the cost. Huh?
Exactly, Mr. President. And we can save the honor of our military establishment together with the honor of this country.
Our
and
military.
I think our people want to see something succeed.
And Moore said that the congressmen were for us.
That's right. You don't want Moore at that precinct tomorrow.
No, because then I'd have to have, I don't want Laird. Let me say this. They first had you there with Laird. If I have Laird, I got to have Rogers. That cramps you. The best thing is for you to handle the damn thing. If we could have you and Moore alone, I'd do it, but you can't do it without Laird, can you? No. No, but and you'll do it better, you see. We need a hard sell tomorrow.
I'll just tell them what is happening.
That's right. And do it very briefly, you see. 30 minutes, and that's it. Don't you agree with me?
Absolutely.
You see, Henry, we can't have Rogers here at this time because he will start protesting about the goddamn negotiations. I don't want nothing, no crap on negotiations. You can cover that very briefly, that negotiations were going to everything, period. Huh?
Absolutely.
If you think differently, I can, but if you understand, if I open it to Laird and Moore, I've got to have Rogers. Now, do you want to have that?
No, absolutely not Rogers, and also not Laird, because Laird stands up better, but he always sort of says it's already won.
I know.
Laird is the guy who told you that we would have, Vietnam would have succeeded without Cambodia. Hell,
yeah.
If they had the Cambodian sanctuaries, Mr. President, the drive in the north would be a diversion, and the drive on Saigon would be the big shot.
Sure. Oh, look, he knows better than that. Of course, that's it. That's the whole theory. But at least, how about TAC Air, though? TAC Air, the thing you were saying earlier today. Well, let me come down to two things. Is Moore going to carry out my order or not to move those naval ships up within 5 miles, if necessary, of Hanoi? In other words, that's, you know.
That's being done tonight. I mean,
and that's good, north, don't you think?
They're going north. Well,
and it, just so they don't hit Hanoi or Haiphong, shouldn't be hit because they're symbols, but hit anything else.
Well, they're moving them right up the coast.
They are. Don't you think it's a good idea?
I think it's an excellent.
Now, second point, with regard to the airstrikes, your feeling that we ought to use TAC Air in there. They don't want to do that, huh?
Well, they will as soon as the weather clears.
I see. Well, in the meantime,
we're giving them a good wall of B-52 tomorrow. The synchronization is good. We're going to hit them with B-52 tomorrow.
Right.
Then on Monday morning, as soon as quarter arrives, he's going to make this day.
Thursday morning, right.
Thursday morning.
Right.
But however, it means that both the B-52 strike and quarter statement are going to be in the same two strikes.
Right.
And then they'll go, and then by that time the weather will clear. By Friday night at the latest.
We really think the weather will clear, you know. We've only had one day of clear weather in 2 weeks.
I think statistically it must be.
Yeah. But when it does, it'll stay clear.
So that is going to happen over the weekend.
Right.
And if we find that the trucks are still in the truck park near Hanoi, we ought to hit that.
Couldn't agree more. With what?
With TAC Air, not with the. That's too close.
All right, fine. But TAC Air can do that, can it?
Absolutely.
You see, Connolly's point, which apparently he had discussed with you, is that right now, he said, you've got a pinion with you. Use it. Hit them now. He says, later on it may change. And that's a very shrewd observation. And isn't that your feeling?
I agree. Well, we are doing almost, we just have to sit on top of them, and if you don't mind, if they do get through to you to protest,
don't worry. I'll say, look, the staff isn't doing what I told them to do. Don't worry. It's going to be hard as hell. Now, Russia's all with you, isn't he?
Russia's completely good.
All right. Good.
And there's no problem there at all.
Right. And you have no bleats from state at this moment, do you?
The president, I don't even know that state exists. I never hear from them.
Isn't that funny? What do you think they're playing? What game?
Well, they figure if we lose, they're going to hang me.
That's right.
And but if we win, they can still get the credit.
Right. But boy, they're being awful careful.
But at least they're not protesting. And they're coming, I must say.
Even Sullivan came around with a couple of good ideas today.
Oh, yeah. And they're coming to the meeting at the WASAC.
Good.
That's what we've done.
What was Frankl's real point about synchronization and so forth? What impressed him, I wonder?
Well, he said you were calm and interested. Now, he said you didn't go on television the way that you done. You got on top of the situation, you handled it professionally. And he said it was the best drum strike that you've ever seen.
And I hope you got across the point that it was basically a very calm deal on our part.
Yes, I said to the president, I'm really in this charge of the president, and he was going to tell it to the president.
Well, anyway, we're doing the soft glove thing with the Brennan, which is nice. We'll get Mansfield and Scott over there slobbering over the Chinese, which is good. Yeah, and and just let it go the way it wants to go. But in the meantime, now that we've got these people where they are, let's punish them, and punish them hard. Because it may be correct, it may be the country will accept it now. But let me say, as I told Hallam the day, I don't care. I mean, I told him I don't want to see another poll for the next month. I said, the thing to do is to do what is right, and I'm not going to be influenced by this.
After all, very interesting that none of the Democrats there to take you on.
Except Kennedy and Humphrey.
And Humphrey did it only once, and then he was triggered by Kennedy.
Yeah.
He also said the opposite.
Yeah. He's got on both sides. That's what Connolly pointed out.
Kennedy is already there. Kennedy has ultimately tried to get ahead of something he has never yet made. But where is he? But government has hit fire.
Oh, good. Let's have a good time tonight. But on the other hand, on these orders, the ships will go up, the planes will hit, and they are going to follow the suggestion I made that in any area where the enemy like the B-3 front may be going back, we will follow them and hit them. They're going to do that. Good. Okay. Bye.